On September 4th, 1927, Carl Seidner and James Brooks rowed through pounding Pacific surf to rescue a family whose boat had capsized.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That evening, Kirby and Maud Peters and their 13-year-old son Floyd were net fishing in the mouth of the Klamath River near Requa, California. When the turn of the tide created a strong outflow from the river, the Peters were unable to either reel in their net or cut it from their boat. As the current pulled them toward the ocean, the drag from the net capsized the boat, spilling all three into the breakers. The father and son managed to hang on to the boat, but Mrs. Peters disappeared. Watching from shore, Seidner and Brooks, both fishermen in their mid-20s, acted quickly and launched a small fishing boat into the rough surf. Twice tossed back by the 7-foot-high breakers, the two managed to row into open water. They then made their way to the capsized boat, now a quarter of a mile out. After rescuing the father and son, they searched unsuccessfully for Mrs. Peters. When they received a signal from shore that conditions favored rowing back in, Seidner and Brooks skillfully maneuvered the boat through the breakers and rowed into shore on a large wave.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes, visit carnegiehero.org.